head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. That's what he told us. That's what he talking about that too. We must know the truth in order to protect ourselves against our flesh, the world, and the father of lies. Woo! Against ourselves, which is our flesh, the world system, because the Bible says the world loves his own. He say him and the world is enemies. Amen? So we have to protect ourselves, which is the flesh. We have to bring our flesh subject. And we have to be protected against the world and the father of lies, who's the devil. My mother used to say that the devil is a liar. And the truth is not in him. He's the beginning of the lie, and he's the end of a lie. She used to tell us that all the time. So we're going to have to be able to protect ourselves. If you don't know what the word is, you can get ready to get your head whipped up. Because the devil don't love nobody. Ain't none of us his friends. You know, we long time ago, and we say it today, misery loves company. The devil is miserable, people. He already know he's in hell. He already know he's a defeated four. And he trying to get somebody to join him. He don't want to be by himself. He already defeated. So he don't care what he do. And he doing some stuff. So we are going to have to be on it. Truth is the belt that holds the believer's armor together as well. Ultimate truth can be found in God's word. We must know the truth in order to protect ourselves against the flesh, the world, and the father of lies. Truth grounds us and reminds us of our identity in Christ. Amen? You know the truth, you won't faint. You'll be able to stand. You'll be able to battle and win every time. If you don't know the truth, I'm just telling you, you're going to get beat down. So it's good to study your word, know the truth. And like I say, lay aside at least 20 minutes to 10 minutes every day. Dedicate yourself to your Bible. Study that word and watch and see what happens. And another thing, memorize your scriptures. So you'll know when the devil come with a lie. He's accuser. That's what the word of God said in Revelation 10. He said he's the accuser of the brethren day and night. He always coming with lies. God said he came to encourage, not discourage. If you find yourself discouraged, God ain't got nothing to do with that. That's the devil straight from the pits of hell. God said he came to encourage, not discourage. Study and show ourselves approved. Memorize your scripture. Get you a verse and meditate on it day and night. Suck all the juices out of it. So when the enemy come, you can knock him down. Because that's the only thing he's scared of is the word. The devil is not scared of our hollering, our screaming. Oh, we talking about we going to whoop him and all that. He ain't scared of that. But he's scared of the word. We ain't got to go through a whole lot of struggling, trying to whoop him up using our strength. Find you a verse and speak it directly to your heart. Then memorize it. Speak it out loud. So when Satan's come, you be ready. When he come accusing you, you be ready. You say, devil, you a lie. And the truth is not in you. Amen. God is good. Praise God. We're going to finish with the rest of these later. Now we're going to have mystery to pray. Be to pray. I'm sorry.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Father God, we come before you this morning, Lord God. We thank you for waking us up still enclosed in our right mind. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you right now, oh God, that you are have forgiven us of all of our sins. You have blocked out all of our transgressions, and you have washed away all our iniquities. We thank you, Lord God, that you've given us power and authority against the enemy, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we place the hand of the Lord in the blood of Jesus against Satan and all his imps today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, that you are holding us in the palm of your hand. And by no means can any man, any situation, pluck us out today. We thank you, Lord God, that you always have us on your mind. You are concerned about us, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you right now for the Holy Ghost, God, that leads us, that guides us, that brings all things to our remembrance. Father God, we thank you that you told us in your word, we are the head and not the tail. We above only and not beneath. We are lenders and not borrowers. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We just glorify, we magnify your name. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to loose your angels in great abundance in our presence and the presence of everyone that we have prayed for today. Father God, we ask you to loose your angels in our communities, in our homes, over our towns, our cities, and everyone that is in this city, in all cities all over the world. And Lord, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our minds and around each person from the enemy today. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves and everyone for today. We pray for all members of Congress and the armed forces of our nation, all of our intercessors, teachers, pastors, friends, and enemies, neighbors, doctors, and all people of Israel, everyone that we go to church with today, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask you to let us dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide in the shadow of the Almighty. We ask you to let us say you are our God, our refuge, our fortress, and our God in whom we trust, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence, in Jesus' name. We ask you to cover each of us with your feathers and let us walk under your wings to take refuge. We ask you to let your faithfulness and truth be our shield and armor, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to let us not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrows that flies by day, nor for the deadly pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. We ask you to cause 1,000 to fall at our sides, and 10,000 at our right hand, and not to let it come near us. We ask you to give your angels charge over us, to keep us in all your ways, and let your angels' hands lift us up so we do not even dash our foot against a stone or be hurt in any way, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to let us tread upon the lion and the serpent, and to let us trample the young lion and the serpent under our feet. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to answer us when we call upon you. Be with us in trouble, deliver us, honor us, and satisfy us with long life, and show us your salvation. Father God, we give thanks to you, Lord God, because you are a mighty God. You answer, you hear and answer our prayers, and we thank you, Lord God. Father God, we come submitting our whole life to you, Lord God. We, Lord, thank you, Lord, for directions, for inhabiting our praise, God. Father God, teach us how to walk upright before you, Lord God. Teach us how to call upon your name for help in every situation, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are faithful to us, God, even when we are not faithful to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, that you bless us coming in and you bless us going out. We thank you, oh God, that you cause men to give unto our bosom good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for your friendship. We thank you for your kindness, God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you have angels on assignment to protect us, God. Father God, we thank you for our dreams. We thank you for our visions, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are opening doors and making ways out of no way. We thank you, Lord God, when you open doors, no man can close them. We thank you, Lord God, when you close doors, no man can open them. And we give you praise today, God. We give you glory and we give you honor today, oh God. Father God, we love you and we trust and believe in your word, Lord God. Father God, let us become connoisseurs of your word, God. Let us read and study your word, Lord God, so that we can show ourselves approval, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you told us in your word, Lord God, that you will be with us, oh God, and you will never forsake us. Father God, let it penetrate our hearts that this is truth, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You said in your word, the eyes of the Lord are going to and fro, Lord, to see who he can show himself strong to. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let us get in right position, Lord God, so we can eat the good of the land, God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing for us, for every place that you place us, Lord God. Let us learn and understand, Lord God, that everything that goes on in our lives is working for our good. Even the bad, Lord God, there's a good situation coming out of the bad. If we are your children, God, you already told us in Romans 8:28, everything works for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Father God, we thank you that we all have a purpose. Lord God, let us know that the purpose cannot be fulfilled unless we find you, Lord God, because the purpose is in you, Lord. And we thank you, God, for elevating our mind, for opening our understanding, for giving us clarity of your word in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord, and we bless you, Lord God, because we realize and understand, God, that you only want the best for us, God. And we thank you for the word, God, that's a teacher. It leads us, it guides us, God. Let us learn to love your word, Lord God, because it's instructions so that we can have the profitable life in Jesus' name. And, oh, God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for our children, Lord. We thank you for our homes, our jobs, our business, whatever you have given us, God. We thank you and appreciate it, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We obey your word, Lord God, because you said in your word, if we are willing and obedient, we can eat the good of the land. Lord God, let us realize that there is good land here, Lord God, because you created the world good, and it's good for us, God, to know what you said so that we can eat the good of the land. We thank you, Lord God, that you already declared in your word, no weapon, God, that is formed against us will prosper. Father God, let us understand weapons will be formed, but you've already assured us that they will not prosper. Father God, let us learn to live a life of victorious, Lord, because we are already victorious. We became victorious, God, when you went to Calvary's cross and died for everything and every sin. So, God, we are already victorious. Let us realize that we are already conquerors, God. Let us walk like conquerors. Let us live like conquerors. And only this can happen, Lord God, if we are your children. And we thank you this evening. We just thank you, Lord God, that you have made all provisions for us, God, in every area of our lives. And we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor, Lord, that it is so. The devil is defeated, and God is truth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.